It's the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch. It's Malone, and it is time for our weekly look at what's on the bright side. We don't do bad news here. We do good news. And today we are talking to somebody who changed lives with a coat rack. Her name is Minnie Galloway, and she is a school crossing guard in Wilmington, North Carolina.
I was talking to some of my kids, and they would come across the street shaking, and I said, "Are you cold?" And they would say, "Not really," but they'd still be shaking.
Yeah.
One of my kids came over, and he had a little hoodie on, and he was cold. I said, "Are you cold?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Well, why didn't you put on a heavier coat?" He said, "I don't have one." So I had gone to the Salvation Army, and she had one of the big cots that they have, you know, put clothes in at dry cleaners.
Yes, ma'am.
It was full of coats. And I said, "Is this the giveaway coats?" And she said, "Yes, it is." She said, "Follow me and I'll get you a coat." I said, "No, I don't need a coat." I said, "But I'm a school crossing guard at Trash and Laney, and some of my kids don't have coats." She said, "Well, how many coats do you think you need?" I said, "Maybe about 5 or 6. She said, "Well, I'll give you more than that." And she started pulling out coats and ended up giving me 30 coats. Oh, my God. I didn't think I was going to get that many.
Right.
So I had just bought a coat rack, and I asked my son that stays with me if he would put it up. So I took the coats out there that Wednesday afternoon until we got ready to leave. Then I took them back home. No, I put them out Tuesday. And Wednesday, I took them back to school. The teacher had already put it on a Facebook. I didn't even know that.
Uh-huh.
But she came over and she said, "You on Facebook?" I said, "What?" She said, "You on Facebook." That afternoon, two other news ladies came out. They saw it on Facebook and wanted to get in on it. So I thought, oh my God, I never thought nothing like this would happen. I didn't think it would be on the news, but it has been a blessing. I'm telling you, I really have been blessed because a lot of the parents have stopped and thanked me for. Some of them said, "You don't even put my children across the street, but we want to thank you for what you're doing for the children." And it made me feel so good. You know, a lot of them, I have to fuss at them because they don't want to wear coats. I said, "You better take care of your body while you're young, so when you get old, you won't have all this arthritis and walking with cane and everything."
Oh, you are a great lady, Minnie.
Well, thank you.
And the great thing is, you didn't do it for any publicity. You just did it.
I had no idea anybody was paying me any attention. I was doing it because of the kids.
You didn't think anybody was paying attention to the fact that you and your son are lugging a coat rack out on the street every day?
Yeah, well, I tell you, I never thought something like this would happen.
And that is what's on the bright side this week. If you want to hear the full interview with Minnie Galloway and see her picture with her coat rack, it's posted on the Ranch website as well as on the Ranch Facebook page. And I would love to get some local stories on the bright side. So if you know of good people doing good things, could be somebody you know, something in the local news, get it to me. Just hit me up on Facebook. My page is Malone Ranger. And we'll talk to you next week on the bright side on the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch.